Hi, love. You say that in regard to your question, you're pretty sure you know what I'm going to say because you've heard it before many times and it hasn't clicked. So I'm going to make some suggestions just to listen to and feel and be with. What I seem to be seeing is that we don't let in anything that isn't what we actually want. If it's inconvenient, we don't let it in. We don't connect. So we keep asking, hoping we're going to hear something that we want to hear so that change can happen without us having to change. Do you think that might be right? We don't like change. We don't like things to be unpredictable. We like to know. And I suggest that could be the basis of, say, religion. And your subject, relationship. Religion, we want to know so we can be sure, safe, secure, predictable. Which is very strange because I think everything is showing us that life is absolutely not predictable. Not at all. We never know what's going to happen. Anything can happen any moment. When I say that, I think of an incident that happened here once some time ago. Sabine was going up to our big metal shed, and it was a perfectly clear blue sky, not a cloud in the sky. She leant down with the metal key, ready to put it into the metal lock, and bang! A flash of lightning hit the tin shed just in front of her. Big bang, big flash, big blast of energy that threw her back onto the ground. Didn't know that was coming, did we? And people die in car accidents all the time. People have heart attacks. And now, for some strange reason, presumably drugs, people are stabbing each other on the street for seemingly no reason at all. They've just gone bonkers. Life does seem to be unpredictable. And yet in marriage we say, I make this promise, until death us do part. We can't do that, can we? How can we do that? How can we promise to do something when everything is changed? That's all there is change. Let me go into that. We look at a tree, and there it is. But it's changing. All the time it's changing. There's things moving up and down the trunk, and the leaves are changing, and if it's a deciduous tree, it drops its leaves. And then if we go to an electron microscope and go in and in and in, we don't even find material. We find movement, and the movement creates an energy that gives the impression of material. As they say in the East, Maya. Illusion. So here we are, wanting something to be predictable. But there's another thing about predictability. If everything is absolutely predictable, we get bored. Somehow, change keeps us stimulated. Now here's another thing, and this is a major thing, love. Please, listen to this. And all of you listening to this, listen. You are not at the same level of consciousness as the average person on this planet. Just that you're listening to this, you're different. And what's different about you is your level of consciousness has expanded and is expanding. So you are different to most of the people you're in contact with every day. On one level, absolutely the same. On another level, very, very different in perspective. If you just take, say, someone who's avidly Catholic, First of all, we could say that that again is to do with predictability, certainty. Now take that outlook of the average Catholic person to the fanatical Muslim. Very, very different. Very, very different. And you're different. Of course, in one way, we're all different. But we've got these big gaps. And in a way, we are projecting who we are onto other people and expecting them to see things the way we do. And we don't. And one of the biggest gaps between men and women. And how come? Because men, in a way, have formulated this dimension, what goes on in this planet. And of course, they formulated it to look after themselves. So in one way, women are always struggling. They don't have the same rights. Now, I know things have changed, but it's still basically that way, isn't it? Plus, and I just listen to this carefully, women are handicapped because they are stuck with the reproduction process. It's very strong in them. It drives them in some way. And we don't acknowledge that. We don't honor that. We don't respect that. So we've got this big gap. Something else just clicked in. Big gap. What goes on this planet, in a way, has to do with conflict. There's the conflict between, let's say, the wars of the countries, of the religions, within the religions, within the families. But the main thing is, the conflict is within each one of us. If you take a look, there's something going on inside that brain all the time. Good or bad or right or wrong or benefit or harm or possible or impossible. And usually the judgments we make of other people are the judgments we're making on ourselves. There's conflict going on all the time. And yet, we're expecting harmony when we're living with someone. And two people who are changing all the time. I'm not saying it's not possible. Absolutely, it's possible. And it's unusual. And what we need to do is to wake up to the facts of each moment. Here's another switch. In my experience, there is a state that we could use the words of Jesus to say, a peace that passeth all understanding. A peace. Disconnection from the conflict. The mind can go on, but disconnected. And many people have talked about this. Not only from the East, but it happens here. It happens in the Satori group quite often. Just for a while. Just for a while. Again, as Jesus says, there is time no more. No time. And in a way, no space. A oneness. In a way, just in a way, not a separation between you and me. Now, when we disconnect from that conflict in there, those judgments, especially those complaints, and we drop into this stillness, one of the things that's experienced is gratefulness. Ah, ah, gratefulness. But the next thing, the treasure of love and caring. Now, the love is delightful. The caring can be painful. With that empathy for other people's suffering, even if we understand that that's what they need, that's the experience they need to be going through in order to expand. Even if we understand that and we think we know that, there's still a form of pain there. Of course, with a full acceptance of the pain, it subsides. And still, the mind can be disturbed, the emotions disturbed, the body upset. But the thing is, I'm going to come back to, is in this state, this stillness that is full of movement, the only way we can describe it is love and caring. And now listen to this bit. Not only for the other, but for the self as well. That's the most difficult. But it does include you. It includes you. So as you're listening to this now, see if you can disconnect, just for a while, about the judgments you've got on yourself and the judging of the judgments you've got on yourself. And just be here and appreciate what there is to appreciate about yourself. And absorb it and feel it and let it tingle through your body. And as you're looking out, feel that tingle in the body come to the surface of your skin. And as it does, you might realize that it doesn't end on the surface of your skin. That tingling is everywhere. It's in the air. It's everywhere. It's in everything you look at. Whether it's what we call alive, as an animal or as a person or an insect, or as a tree, or listen, as a table or a chair. It could be that every single thing is that, just in a different form. Then what comes up is the saying from the East once again, thou art that. That, because it can't be explained, isness. Your unique connection to what we'll call the source. Tingling. Love. Caring. And allowing yourself to be cared for. Back to the situation you were asking about. Relating. Well, relationships. Again, let's look at relating to each moment as unconditionally as we know how. Being here now as often as we can manage, here, now. And this is what we're likely to find. In actual fact, no matter how it seems, it's possible that is nothing is ever against us. Everything in a way is for us. It's helping us to see, to experience, to resonate with to flow with. Everything is for us. So when things feel difficult, it's just to stop and look and say, is there a message here? Is there something for me here? Just as a hypothesis to assume, yes, there is. There's something for me here. I'll just be with what is, which includes any judgments I have and anything that's got. It includes, always includes another switch, gratefulness. Take some time each day and just take a look. Ah, what amazing life you've had and are having. Now, according to your mind, it isn't all perfect. You'd get very bored if it was, probably, until you go into that state. But just look. All of you, everybody. And be with that for a moment. Gratefulness. Now, I've said this over and over and over. It's become a cliche. I've always got the sense that people that complain keep drawing to themselves things about which they can complain. And on the other hand, people who are really, truly grateful keep getting showered with things about which to be grateful. Blessed. And as I say that, I want to say, but please, don't put any pressure on yourself to be grateful or to be non-compliant. Just gently, lovingly, caringly be with yourself, because you're a miracle. What you've been through, the conditioning you've been given through, and are being conditioned all day, every day, by religion and governments and pharmaceutical companies and finance companies, especially religion, telling you how things are. And it might not be true. So what's true? To look for yourself. Next thing. And I know many of you are either doing this or on the edge of doing this, and that is to make consciousness your absolute priority unconditionally in every moment you possibly can. Being conscious, being open, being available, being expanded, allowing. And then, in my experience, what happens is a love happens, and the love happens in a way where you feel it for everybody and everything, but in the process, you start to feel it for yourself as well. The peace that passeth all understanding. Now, I just want to put one more thing in there. It's not about knowing anything or being sure about anything. In fact, in a way, it's the opposite. It's just being so loose and so not knowing that there's room for you to absorb and recognize the possibility that things aren't the way you've been told. And that's what science has started. Well, ever since we can remember, even science says, oh no, it's not like we thought it was. There's another level, and another level, and another level. Until the possibility, let's say. No levels. No you and me, this and that, right and wrong, good and bad, here and there. A sort of tingling oneness that includes in a frequency that we don't have a word for, the Tao, the way, the kingdom of God, or love. Love. That's it for now, loves. Make space for the click can happen any moment. Sending you all lots and lots of love. Bye.